Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Marie has been in touch. I love listening to George's descriptions of the places he has been in and when he is reporting on the football. I think, says Marie, he should have a travel programme of his own. I don't disagree, Marie. I certainly think he should be writing a travel guide. We were talking to Simon Harris earlier on and we were having a conversation about social media. This listener says, hats off to Simon Harris. My 15-year-old son was watching his positive video on TikTok about the return to school this week, much to my surprise. It's a great way to get information to young people. We're getting lots of messages as well on the AstraZeneca vaccine. I'm over 60, says Catherine, with all this mixed messaging and pushing people to have the vaccine. I'm now not getting any vaccine. I've lost all trust in the vaccines. I don't trust any of them. The whole thing is a shambles. People are frightened and confused. If you try to ask a question, you're treated as being negative and anti-vaccine. I'm neither. I'm just very concerned and I've lost trust in the whole thing. Well, I think questions are invited, Catherine. I think that's what the message is from, certainly from NIAC and from NPHET. I'm aged 51. Why not give me the choice to take AstraZeneca, which I would take without issue? Maybe make me sign that I'm doing it at my own risk, problem solved. Well, maybe that's what will happen down the line once the supply comes on board. 51551 for your messages. And I'm joined now by home economist and lecturer in Limerick IT, Agnes Boucher-Hayes. Good morning, Agnes.
Morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm very well and I'm delighted to talk to you again because we were talking about kitchen hacks, weren't we, a couple of weeks ago?
We were.
Saving us all precious time. I still haven't bought the onions pre-packed in the freezer in Tesco, but it's in my mind because you said it was okay to do that, that I'm going to eventually get round to doing that. You think that it's not a crime or a sin at all?
Not at all. If you think about it, Claire, vegetables, like, you know, pre-prepared, let's just go back to the basic pea, the frozen pea, which we all grew up with, because, you know, so they're harvested at a time when they're at their prime and they're dealt with and they're just frozen. They go through the freezing process and they're frozen. So an awful lot of the nutrition is caught in there. So they're nearly as good as you would have them if they were in season. So having frozen vegetables means that you can have seasonality when we're out of season.
Yes.
So there's nothing wrong with that. And as well as that, like, you know, things that are time consuming, there are shortcuts. There is a lot of writers who have written books based totally around using products that can actually help people who are busy or maybe who haven't got the confidence. I won't say the ability because I believe everybody has an ability to cook, but maybe the confidence to follow through with difficult recipes because they might know how to prepare a veg. But if you can buy it pre-prepared, cut, you know, evenly so that it cooks evenly, why wouldn't you take the advantage?
Yeah, except we're going to talk about ready-made pasta sauces now. Mm. And like, they are really convenient and you're in a rush. They're great. But it is so easy to make your own, isn't it? I just wonder, is it worth it in that instance to take the shortcut?
Well, it depends on what you're looking for. You know, if you're a confident person when it comes to cooking in a kitchen and you're used to doing things, then absolutely, you know, I would suggest, like, people will start making their passata from start. And passata just, you know, is something that not everybody might be familiar with. So that's basically tomatoes that are sieved and that we use the flesh, but all of the seeds have been removed. Now, you can make a simple passata yourself by just literally cooking up a couple of tins of tomatoes, and it becomes more enriched. And that's maybe a step back from, or a step towards, you know, the dalmios or the jarred sauces. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it depends on where you are. So I'd be slow to say no to a jar.
I wouldn't bother making passata now for a pasta sauce, would you? I would just use the tinned tomatoes as they are with a bit of onion and garlic and whatever you're having yourself.
Well, what you can do, you've got to remember though, people are used to a particular flavour when it comes to the jars.
And consistency as well.
Yeah, and you have consistency and you'll always have success. So what I would suggest, if somebody is trying to maybe become more proficient and, you know, become a little bit more independent in the kitchen, not leaning on convenience products so much, would be to make a large bolognese, maybe use it, the flavoured jar of sauce, the dalmio, and then add a tin of tomatoes to it. So now you've taken another step. You know, when it comes to the jars of sauces, Claire, as well, you have a variety of them that are available. So you have dalmio, which did come under a lot of scrutiny a little while ago. So they reformulated some of their sauces. So now you have a low fat and a no added sugar varieties as well. So while you still have the flavour, you have these other versions of them. Now, no added sugar, just to let people know, means it doesn't mean that there's no sugar in the product. It means that no sweetener has been added and no sugar has been added. And remember, sugar is added to an awful lot of these sauces as a preservative. So, that means that, and any product that has a no added sugar claim on it means that no sugar or sweetener has been added to it. So, that's one thing. But when it comes to, and maybe Dalmio will give out to me, but when it comes to low fat, my question would be, why would there be fat in a tomato sauce to begin with? Because if you think about what you start with, your tomatoes, if you were making it from scratch at home, you wouldn't have in the tomato sauce, you wouldn't actually have any fat added to it.
Okay.
So there's different things that can happen there. And they are more costly as well than your tin of tomatoes. So it's 49 cents roughly in or around, depending on where you shop, for a tin of tomatoes. And it's nearly €2 for a jar. But also, Claire, just to be aware, when you were looking at the jar and the nutritional value on the jar, that's per 100 grams. Now, a jar might not do four people. You might think that it wouldn't do four people. It might be a dinner for two, or, somebody might just add half a jar and cook up their mince. But then you have to remember you have to nearly 2.5 times the nutritional value.
Yes, just watch your intake
because
there.
The jars come in 500 grams.
Okay, well, let's move on to talk about some of the other shortcuts that you have for us. Prepping vegetables, a quick pizza base. You have tips on both. So you advise chopping up all of the vegetables in advance and having them ready to go in the salad drawer.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that if you, for example, with even a in your salad drawer, your salad leaves, if you wash your salad leaves and put them into a Ziploc bag, they last much longer. So you'll get you rinse them through with cold water and you put them into the bag, they last much longer.
Do you need to dry them with kitchen roller?
What you could do is put a little bit of kitchen paper inside, or if you want it, and this is what I personally do, is you put them into a tea towel. It's a bit of fun as well, but you generally have to do it outside and you literally spin them around. It's not terribly sophisticated.
Would you not use a salad spinner for that?
You could, but if you don't have one to hand, Claire.
It's better crack.
It is. There has to be a little bit of joy in things, doesn't there? A little bit of boldness, or kind of little bit of fun. But I would definitely do it outside. I wouldn't be doing it inside.
Yeah, no, not that. Then you're just creating more havoc and more work.
You're washing the floors then.
A quick pizza base then, Agnes, is just a tortilla.
Just a tortilla, yeah. I mean, these are becoming more prolific. Different people doing different things. Now, to make a pizza dough involves yeast, if you're doing it in a very puritanical sort of way. But you can use a tortilla, which is just put the little bit of tomato sauce, and I would use a tomato puree, little bit of tomato puree, because that's got a real oomph of flavour when it comes to the tomato, and then just put your little bits over it. If another very quick pizza base would just be flour and water mixed together, roll it out in and straight away onto a frying pan and start grilling that off, cooking it on the bottom and then adding your toppings and putting it under the grill.
Okay, and then a mint sauce. You have a quick mint sauce recipe for us.
I personally like this. If you have a mint jelly, chop up some cucumber, and it really does. Cucumber, mint and lamb, and particularly this time of year, go very well together. So chop up your cucumber. I would de-seed it because there's an awful lot of water in that. But chop up your cucumber into little cubes and add some of the mint sauce to it, either a jelly or a mint sauce, and then a little bit of red wine vinegar or any vinegar, if you'd apple cider vinegar, a little bit of something just to loosen it out and just allow it to sit for a little while and then use it. Gorgeous.
That's an elevated mint sauce now you're describing there with the cucumber. It sounds lovely.
Yeah, no, it is. That's a lovely one.
And now I really like this next one, which is about marinating meat and then freezing it. So it's ready to go when you come home.
Yeah. So if you get your chicken thighs and you're, say you buy a box of 10 of them and you want to decant them and put them into smaller portions for yourself and for, you know, in your freezer. So add whatever flavouring you might want to put in then, maybe a little bit of olive oil, garlic, rosemary, whatever, and particularly, and now we're coming to barbecue season, and put it into the freezer, maybe a little bit of chilli. So what it's allowing it, what's happening is that the flavours are all there, ready to go whenever you are.
Okay, so you take it out in the morning and
allow it to defrost and then cook away.
When you're buying chicken thighs, are you buying bone in or bone out?
Depending on what I'm using it for. If it's a drumstick, I like to have the bone in, but if it's the chicken thigh itself, I'd prefer to have the bone out. And I'm very lucky where I am. The butcher's is brilliant at preparing whatever way you'd like the meat prepared. Yeah. You know, they're very good like that.
Not mad about the chicken thigh, but it is more robust for longer cooking times, isn't it?
It is. It's not even the cooking times, Claire. It's got a really... I wasn't mad about it initially, you know. I mean, we're all very predisposed to the chicken breast, but it's a very good value meat, but also it actually has a lovely tender flavour. And chicken thighs can be gorgeous if you roll them and stuff them and, you know, put a stuffing into them. Absolutely gorgeous roasted. If you're not cooking, if you don't want a whole chicken, if you can get the chicken thigh, batten it out, put in a little bit of stuffing. You know, one of the nice ones that I personally like is one with an apricot and raisin.
Lovely.
You know,
and with the sweetness, yeah.
And that's dried apricots. Like, I wouldn't be opening a tin of apricots. It would be a dried apricot to put it in, or cranberries. And you can buy all of those pre-packed as well in all the supermarkets.
Okay, I'll give it a go, Agnes. I'll give it a go on your recommendation. Well, how do you feel about ready-made pastry or bread mixes? Are they a worthwhile shortcut to take?
Now, bread mixes, there's two different things here. For me personally, making phyllo pastry or puff pastry, I'm not going to do that myself. They're very time consuming. There are people who do this really well and they put their products into supermarkets and I can buy them there. So I that's the way I feel about pastries. Shortcrust pastry I'd make myself, and that's just because I'm used to making shortcrust pastry and I can do that nicely. But if somebody isn't confident, then I would absolutely suggest you can go to the chill cabinet or the freezer and get them.
Okay.
Bread mixes are then slightly different. Everything is there and you just have to add the little bit.
Yes.
So if somebody's starting, again, it's a great taster before you start buying three different
and
types of flour.
It's very quick and you can look fancy and accomplished if you use them.
And you can tell people you made the bread.
Listen, I have to ask you about the bananas before I go, because they'll kill me in the office, because everyone was talking about this one, the cling film on the bananas.
Yeah, so bananas have... they go off at a very fast rate. We all know this. Bananas, we're all dead from the rotten bananas. So what you can do, and I have done this because I read about it and I didn't really believe it. So I tried it. So they emit a gas, and that gas tends to allow things to ripen much quicker. However, and it now the gas is emitted throughout from the whole banana. But if you put a little cling film around the top of the banana, it slows
that rate
down.
Together.
Where they all join together, it slows the rate of decay in the banana.
All right, we're all going to try that. Agnes,
Definitely. Thank
you so much. Lovely to talk to you again. We'll chat again soon. Agnes Boucher-Hayes there. That's all we have time for today. Thank you very much for listening. Today's programme was produced by Nadine Maloney, research by Amy Ryan, broadcast coordinator was Geraldine Collins, on sound was Pather Carney, and now it's just coming up to 12 o'clock, so it's time to say good afternoon to Ronan Collins.